Wrecking Ball Radio. This is Davin's Den.
Oakley Dokley, last segment of the show. Do some scam busters, I guess. I'll do some more BitConnect stuff real quick, and then we'll do Ann Jackson. That's what I'm just fucking looking for the song as always. God damn it. There
it is. Oh, that's the song? The goddamn it song?
Yes, it's the goddamn it song.
Not bad.
Huddle a huddle.
All
right, so we do a little BitConnect stuff
real quick? Yeah.
All right, of course, BitConnect is the cryptocurrency that Craig Grant was peddling and is now named as a defendant. So the fifth class action suit has been filed against BitConnect. Still nothing from the state or local governments. BitConnect was dumped for one of the few markets that were still trading it. Because, like, one of the few crypto markets that were still... Because what you want to do when you're a cryptocurrency, that obviously it's good to be on as many legitimate cryptocurrency markets as possible, as opposed to just being stuck on your own platform,
because
then it's hard to maintain value. So that market is HIT BTC exchange, but they just got rid of it.
Oh wow!
So they got rid of that. Davor Coin collapsed. Davor Coin was what Craig Grant was promoting after BitConnect collapsed. So when nobody was buying the BitConnect, he was putting, "Well, I'm going to put my money into Davor Coin," and that was briefly high. Now it's like trading at like 6 cents a coin.
Oh boy!
The bar and they
what was the high.
Yeah, it's like $400 or something.
Jesus Christ!
Wow, 6 cents.
It's like and it was basically set up the same way that BitConnect was set up, like a Ponzi scheme. This was basically a reload scam.
Oh boy!
So I was like, well, if you don't think we're to blame for BitConnect, come to Davercoin. So they probably got some people, probably not as many people as they did for BitConnect.
If we didn't screw you before, we're certainly going to screw you now.
You got to remember, people like Craig Grant have this cultish following. So they're like, well, this guy's a good guy.
To certain people, he has charisma, but I call it crazy eye.
I do too. But anyway, so Texas, like they did with the BitConnect, issued a cease and desist for Davercoin. So now that's in the shitter too. Craig Grant remains still... hard to find, and people are still putting up his old incriminating videos. And we're still getting emails thanking us for our investigative report. But that's what's up with that. It's interesting that the state or in federal government has not issued any a lawsuit yet. I'd really like to see
Think they know what to do with it yet.
Sure they do. It's a violation of the securities.
Yeah, but I think they're still figuring all this stuff
out.
You
might be
right. You
know
what I'm saying? Because this is all so new. You don't know.
I mean, this stuff's been around for 9 years.
But still, it's getting prevalent now where you don't know what to do with it. I mean, you know, there's still laws to figuring out with the internet.
Well, I mean,
how to handle it.
You would think the IRS would be cut straightforward. You would think the IRS would want to get their hand in there.
You'd think.
I mean, I'd love for the
IRS. I think they're still trying to figure it out, you know?
Yeah. So that's what that is. There's your BitConnect Davercoin update. So we'll do some Ann Jackson. I haven't done it in a few weeks.
Yeah.
Get the dust off old Annie.
Oh, look at you stretching. You're preparing physically for the
stretch.
Joe, we should...
Give me some categories.
Okay, first category is our perennial favorite, Mr. Davin.
I'm going to go with my traditional five.
Are you going to do five, Mr. Davins? All right. And then our second category is Damn It All Red.
I'm going to go with... two Damn It All Reds.
Two?
I actually used Damn It All Red today.
Oh, did you really? Yeah. Okay. I did because something was in the red. But and this is kind of a generic, but I think it's one of her favorites. Fuck you.
Oh, I'm going to go with seven.
Seven fuck yous.
Joe woke up for that one.
Yeah, he looked very happy about that. Okay, so I think that she's going to use... for Mr. Davins.
I'm waiting for the time when Pip names the category and goes, I got zeros across the board.
Could happen.
I don't think they're saying any of this shit.
One Damn It All Red, and I'm going with six fuck yous. All right. Mm-hmm. All right, kids in the chat, you can chime in whenever you want. I'll write it down.
So this is from September 21st, 2014. Damn, still not well. So I'm writing to her. I go, there's nothing the Pentagon will do because these are not real American soldiers. Remember, it seemed like she was on board.
Yeah, at first she seemed to get it. And then she...
For several readings now, she seemed to get it.
Yeah.
They are Malaysian African scammers. In 2011, the email from the FBI with the .gov told you as much.
Wait, Malaysian African scammers?
They're from Malaysia.
Yeah.
Slash African scammers. Like, some are from Malaysia, some are from Africa.
Oh, sorry. I thought that's an interesting mix.
And I'm trying to get her on my show. I go, not sure I understand your reasoning for not going on my show. From the documentation you sent me, you never sent any money to America. I'm like trying to convince her these are not Americans.
Right.
Ghana, Malaysia, which are hotbeds for scamming. As I told you time and again, they are not Americans as they do not talk right like Americans.
Right.
The FBI told you as much. Your former boss told you as much. So then she sends me an email, and this is what she sent to Green and Miller, Parker Green and Miller.
Okay.
And the subject is, this is what I sent to fucking Green.
And Green's one of the people she's sending it to.
Well, she's forwarding me the email.
Oh, okay.
So this is, September 21st, 2014, so-called Mafia Green.
Oh, well, that's a new category.
Wow. Wow. Holy smokes.
Wow.
You do not reply to me, because you are a real scammer as well as criminal. So you can be both, Joe. You gotta get that hustle.
Aspire
up.
To.
you could be multidimensional.
Sure. Yeah.
You admit yourself as a scammer after choking my money for your daughter. She likes that.
Choke my money. Mm.
You asked me to help that fucking animal, James H. Miller, threatening me a lot for his own good. He wanted to shoot himself, and I never hear his dead news.
I know. Okay.
Dead news.
Where's a haunting when I need one?
Let's call the obituary. Let's go to
You don't hear an obituary either.
19, let's go to the dead news.
No, Miller should have fucking haunted her ass like a man. I'm dead. Mm. I shot myself.
Ooh. I heard about a band called the Dead Morticians. I'm like, well, who's going to bury these folks, though?
Yeah.
He is a fucking liar. He gave me trouble, and so did you. Your fucking lover, the woman who brought this to attention, we're on this thing again.
Right.
Is supposed to be arrested by FBI, but it is lies. Rita loves James H. Miller and got deep hurt. I wonder if he had balls in his penis.
Deep hurt. Wow.
Sounds like deep hurt?
Sounds like balls in the penis.
Carried to the hospital by her son. James H. Miller dumped her? No, because James H. Miller choked my money and he is scared. Follow that plot line, kids.
Huh? Lisa says, oh my God, nothing has changed.
No.
No.
This is between Ann. This is a conversation between Ann and Green Parker. Ann writes, please get a big shot. You heard me.
What?
I think it speaks for itself.
Oh, okay, of course.
Please get a big shot. It is better. Not only taking medicine. She's talking about medicine.
Oh.
It does not work. Parker goes, I'm going there now. Ann goes, please take care. Parker goes, talk to you later, okay?
Get
I
the
will.
Big needle.
You too. Money. Ann goes, thanks. And Parker goes, message Brown, please. Then this is like part of that comment. This is all part of the email, I guess.
Okay.
I guess. What did you say to me?
Me.
Miller loves me. Me. Fuck you, assholes.
Fuck you. There you go.
There you go.
You're
ding,
on the board.
Ding, ding, ding.
I did tell him to look for another woman, and I do not want to get involved in it. He gave me trouble. He is a real love scammer. Go to hell.
Oh, well, she knew the love scammer part.
Yeah, well, now she does. I will ask Reader offer all of the evidence to prove this fucking man's nature. You are all not human beings. Even your daughter is fucking idiot because I did warn her a lot.
Don't step in front of the truck, stupid.
Yeah.
That'll be the warning. I thought you were good as well as a good father. I misjudge you. You think? Shame on you. Mr. David!
One.
This is the truth, and this is why I forwarded Rita's message to Miller. Miller denied it. I did show you the truth. Number one, they said they will arrest hunters. Fucking lies. Yes, it is. Morris Mariba is a fake bank lawyer.
Morris Mariba.
Did she say they would arrest hunters, like scammer hunters?
Yes.
Okay.
Miller told me he would return the money to
me,
but never. Number four, this is a real scam case. They worked together to scam
me
out of U.S. dollars, $90,000. It always changes. I did have all the payment details from the very beginning to get to know this fucking Miller. Number five, he's a real criminal from Kansas. I will contact FBI in Kansas.
A real criminal from Kansas?
Yeah,
Kansas? That's where he is.
Do we know about that?
Yeah, because the email address traced back to Kansas.
Oh, okay.
But could have gotten a proxy server.
Right.
Or could have somebody working in Kansas.
You never know.
I thought there was nothing but steers and queers in Kansas.
But none of the money, we heard you, Joe. But none of the money ever went to Kansas. It's always been sent to other places.
It went to Boston. Yeah. And another 80s rock, 70s rock band. Never mind.
Okay. Yeah. The little known Phoenix.
Funny.
It's a nice place to spend Valentine's Day, the Barrel. Quiet time.
I left you some wine down there.
And cheese from your fucking art exhibit?
No, from the exploding toilet. In the first show. In the first part of the show. Do you remember?
The story. The
they were sitting around eating cheese when the toilet exploded. All right, never mind.
Yeah, I tuned out. Happens sometimes. Here's a conversation between Anne and Miller. Anne goes, "You are a scammer." Miller goes, "You go to hell, idiot." "Me? Ha ha." Anne goes, "You are." Miller goes, "You are the scammer." Anne goes, "Why not arrest all the hunters?" Miller goes, "You are."
I know you are, but what am I?
It's like fucking
I
Facebook.
Know. I was just about to say, why don't we go into I'm Rubber, You're Glue?
It's like when Joe and JJ argue on my Facebook page.
Oh, that must be entertaining. Joe's shaking his head like, oh, why do I spend my time?
Oh, it's like teasing an orangutan.
Well, now, which one of you is flinging the poo?
JJ is.
Flinging of the poo. We will come rejoicing with the flinging of the poo.
You made that nice.
Thank you.
And you know, if I be in the pew going,
yeah, I mean, you make it sound like flinging poo isn't so bad. Yeah.
No, it's not.
Good job.
Yeah, thanks.
You're a classy dude.
Seeing a fly and a skunk put their arms around each other because they, you know.
How would that even work? Skunks are much larger than flies.
But a skunk stinks like shit and flies like shit.
I understand, but anatomically.
It's a giant, horrific, nightmare-sized fly.
Yeah, what is it? Like the one with Jeff Goldblum? Yeah, what are you talking about?
It's like a skunk-sized fly.
It's a big-ass fucker. He can eat all the shit he wants if he's that big.
I am not trying to swat that shit.
Yeah, really?
No. That's going to leave a mark.
Fucking steroid-ridden flies hugging skunks.
Yeah. I'm scared.
Seriously, hold you me. Fucking Louisville Slugger to spot that thing. What's wrong with you?
Scary.
Exactly. Go to hell. And Anne says that too. Do it. Why not? You cannot arrest them. Miller goes, they will do it. Anne goes, idiot so-called authorities.
That's a new one.
Is that what it says on the building?
And the uniform.
On the badge.
The ISCA.
Yeah. Yeah, pulling up to right now. Idiot so-called authorities. Yeah, this is the place.
You know, Trump should use this in the next fucking tweet. It'd be fucking great. Next time he's attacking the intelligence.
Idiot
the
idiot FBI. So-called idiot so-called authorities. Idiot so-called.
Thank you for Devin's Dan for giving me that.
Fucking great. Miller goes, lost. And goes, this is why. They commit crimes. Miller goes, I'm sure they will shot you.
Past tense.
Anne goes, they stop the victims to comply with the authorities. Miller goes, never you contact me again, which makes the scamming much harder.
Yeah, really.
Then she interjects, he asked me to pay and pay. He did nothing to me. Anne continues, you destroy my real life. You are a real killer. Fuck your gold bars. I will post that one too to show the truth how you scam me. You will go to hell forever. You will see what is going on. Miller goes, you made Brown send money to Jennifer.
Jennifer?
Leave off the last R for retard.
Oh, you go to hell for you go to hell forever, like it's an all inclusive, you know? It's like,
or like it's a choice.
It's always warm, toasty. Yeah.
It's not like you can go visit.
Bungalow by
back.
The river Styx.
Sit by the fire.
Pet Cerberus. All three heads.
What?
Pat the dog, the three-headed dog that guards Hades.
Oh, yeah. Wow. I did not know that.
You know what? Why does it have to guard Hades? Like, anybody's going to try to get in.
Thank you. I know. Well, people were always trying to go in and get people and bring them back out.
Oh, that's why?
Yeah, there's a... I forget who went after... Did they go after Persephone? I forget. Anyway, they tried to go and get somebody.
The hell of a journey.
You know, and Satan just doesn't get a Doberman. He gets a three-headed dog.
Three-headed.
The better to bite you with.
Yeah, exactly.
I'd get a three-headed dog.
He's not fucking around.
No, he's not. No, he's not. He's the Prince of Darkness.
Which head do you think licks its balls?
All of them.
The middle one.
Which one sticks its nose up your crotch?
Probably either on left or right.
Whichever one isn't busy licking its balls.
I just want to know the breakdown. Thank you, guys. Appreciate that. Miller goes, you made Brown send money to Jennifer. Anne goes, so what? Go to hell. Miller goes, you insult a little girl like that?
a little girl. Please. Well,
for the purposes of the story.
She's upset because somebody's insulting Jennifer?
Yeah. Miller's upset.
Miller's upset.
Okay.
You upset a little girl. Wait a minute, she's a grown-up.
Yeah, she
just like a truck tracks on her back.
Yeah, sure. And goes, forever!
Oh, man.
Miller goes, and I quote, fuck you.
There we go, number two.
From Miller, no less. And goes, do not send me a message. Miller goes, fuck off. And goes, I will block you out.
You showed him.
And goes, posting you everywhere. Fuck you.
Oh, there's three.
Miller goes, they will fire your ass. You're fired.
You're fired.
Miller goes, do it now. And goes, why not? Miller goes, asshole, slut.
Oh, whoa. Asshole, slut.
Really?
My favorite type.
Wow.
Because they're harder to find.
Asshole, slut.
And goes, you are.
Here we go again.
And goes, I will post you. Miller goes, fine. I did nothing to you. And then she writes me, bank is waiting for Jennifer. Jennifer needs traffic fare only. Jennifer asked me to pay and pay. See through the lies. I believe I have. From these messages.
See through the lies. Davin, you need help with this.
I do. He wanted to return the money to me. But he asked me to pay for the fees. This is fucking scam. Yes,
we were trying to tell you.
This is another conversation between Anne and Miller. Anne goes, I have to go now, but I want to say the bank will not transfer the funds. Fuck you.
Oh, here we go. Four.
This is the last message from me. I will never contact you. All you want is money. Fuck you, assholes.
Oh, there we go.
Miller goes, what is all this?
That's what I tell the bank. Every 15th.
I never want your money. Anne goes, I will cut ties with you. Anne goes, fuck off.
Oh, you sneaky bastard.
Little trick wordplay there.
Yes.
See what she did there. Miller goes, please believe me. Anne goes, never contact me. Anne goes, tired, never. Miller goes, I am trying here. Although he didn't spell it right. But
okay.
Miller goes, okay, bye. Miller goes, me wants your money. Yum, 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 yum.
Me want your money.
The cookie monster.
That's what he wrote. Me want your money. Yum, 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 yum.
Me want Goldberg cookie.
M is for money, and money is for me.
Me want gold bar cookie.
Send me your money. Yum, 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 yum. Me want your money. Miller goes, for what? Please think. $200 will do what for me? Oh my God. Please message Jennifer. Thank you for all your word to me. And goes, I do not care about you. Fuck off. Bye. Miller goes, I know. Bank is waiting for Jennifer. And goes, Mommy, please, send it to Mr. David. I am in bad condition, and I have not heard from my dad. Please message me tomorrow. I am going back to my friend's house now where I stay. Your daughter, Jennifer. I think she's adding that.
Yeah.
Miller goes, okay. Anne goes, so then when will she go to Scotland? I don't know. She might see Mont and the Hoople. Hang out with Pip a little.
Yeah, we can hang.
Or Miller goes, yes. Miller goes, she will take train. You have email for David. I am going to base now. Anne goes, who? David Copper? David Moore? Which one? It's a fucking good question.
David Copperfield?
Miller goes, David Moore. Anne goes, got it.
Dennis Moore.
From Anne Jackson. Miller goes, okay. Anne goes, why not send mail to Melvin? I have no idea. Green got hurt? Miller goes, we'll message you when I get back. I will send mail letter to him, okay? This fucking conversation's all over the place.
Oh my God.
Miller goes, I need 5 hours lecture. Nobody needs a 5 hour lecture.
No.
I've gotten one.
You deserve
I bet
longer.
You have.
Going from now, okay? Anne goes, I will send mail to Melvin to insult him. Mad.
Insult him.
That's always good to have a goal.
Oh my God.
She's like Bix. Just like firing off nasty things for the purpose of ruining somebody's day. It's like I am going to call Davin and I am going to tell him he sucks. I have not spoken to him for 2 years, but I feel he needs a good insult and I am the man to do it.
Just pick somebody and tell you. Oh, that's hysterical.
I will tell you, Joe, I am headlining you, but I only see 33 and a half good minutes. I don't know if I can continue, although you do have my lighting equipment. That might be your best feature. Goodbye. That was my insult for the day.
Your best feature is lighting.
It's like fucking dial an insult, and fucking picks.
Oh, my God. That would be great. Dial an insult.
We could do that. We should provide that service.
We should. We could insult people.
Yeah.
Easily.
Miller goes, she needs $320. Ann goes, I only have $200. Miller goes, I don't know what to do. I think you do. Miller goes, send to David Moore, Akragana. He will send it to her if you can add anything. Ann goes, I have told you, I do not have more money. Miller goes, how are you doing? Ann goes, please return the money to me. And then, fuck off. I wish you could, like, fucking do that to your credit cards.
Oh.
Here's your money, and now go fuck off.
Go fuck off. I wish I could say that, like, ever.
Yes. Ann goes, this is what I want to say. I am getting better, looking for a job. Maybe I can find one. I need to work a lot to pay the debts. You destroy my life and job. Fuck you, assholes.
Oh, there we go.
Miller goes, wait.
There's more.
No, the White Lion song came on. Ann goes, no need to wait. Ann goes, bye. Miller goes, give me your account number. Ann goes, what is it? Miller goes, give me your account number. Fuck off my life. Miller goes, do not insult me again.
She was fucking, she was insulting her life, it sounds like.
Ann goes, it is really over between you and me. Huh.
Ah.
Wonder if it's relationship over or just sending money over.
Interesting. Mm. I didn't think there was something going on.
Miller goes, give me your account number.
What a lover.
Ann goes, and then leave me.
Me.
Miller goes, okay, I will. Ann goes, to tell you the truth. Miller goes, I know you never loved me.
Wow. Wow.
That's a love fail.
Yeah, there we go.
Ann goes, I'm looking for jobs. I have many job interviews. I need to work to go on my life. Miller goes, please.
That sounds like the excuse is why somebody can't help me with health insurance.
Were you married to Ann Jackson?
Ann goes, have much debts. Miller goes, give me your account details. Ann goes, and I quote, go fuck yourself. Ann goes, what account? Western Union? It is good. Miller goes, to send the money. Ann goes, I have no more name. Then she gives her real name. I can't do Western Union from here, Miller says. Ann goes, no more this name anymore. Miller goes, you are playing with me or what? Ann goes, what do you mean? I am telling you the truth. Miller goes, give me the account. Miller goes, so they can make the transfer. I have just 2 minutes left here now. Where? Ann goes, where are you?
On the tracks. What do you mean he's got 2 minutes
left? The train
left?
Is bearing down.
Miller goes, I am at the base. Miller goes, Ann goes, where? Miller goes, Cambodia. Ann goes, for what?
Bodia.
Cambodia.
Why
now?
Why the fuck not?
Yeah, just grabbing things out of the sky.
Ann goes, arresting criminals. Miller goes, mission.
He's on a mission.
And what's the travel budget for them?
I know.
This shit constantly going somewhere.
Well, the money's moving
the
around.
The money's
like
moving around. They're moving around. You get a lot of frequent flyer miles.
I know. I swear to God.
Damn it all, Red.
Oh, there we go.
Only little amount fucking lies.
Only little amount fucking lies.
You heard the woman.
Okay.
Miller. Hi, love. Ann goes, do not call me love. Fuck you, assholes.
Wow.
Saw it.
Oh, God.
Quite a few fuck yous being racked up.
I'm saying.
Ann goes, go to hell. Miller goes, yes, I will.
Wow, okay.
Listens. Then he goes, never. I know I did nothing bad to you. You just accused me for nothing. Ann goes, you kill me.
Me.
Miller goes, why will I kill you? Ann goes, you destroy my life. That is true. Miller goes, every day I get info about the funds. Ann goes, I have no money to pay for insurance. Miller goes, I will never do anything to hurt you, except everything.
Uh-huh.
Miller goes, now Morris wants to leave him at Malaysia. What is she, a fucking travel agent?
Really? Why should she care about Morris?
I don't know. Ann goes, I do not believe in you.
Santa.
Yeah. Miller goes, I know all the funds will be freezed. How much money? Ann goes, that is the problem. Miller goes, just a little amount. I just need a hit. Ann goes, I have no money. Miller goes, this is the problem. I know that. Ann goes, are you blind? Miller goes, no.
Oh, thanks.
Ann goes, do not contact me anymore. And fuck off. Then Miller wants 200 Japanese yen. And then he goes, you are. Ann goes, return the money to me. Miller goes, direct transfer. Ann goes, I will never love you.
Oh. Oh, that was the lesser-known hit by Whitney Houston. I will never love you.
That was the flip side to singing in the bathtub.
Yeah.
That was rub-a-dub-dub. A drunk diva in the tub. Anyway, Ann goes, lie, lie, lie.
Yeah.
Miller goes from UK to Japan. Ann goes, lie. Miller goes, I love you.
Oh, my God.
Really?
Shameless. Really? Yeah,
desperate times.
Desperate times.
Funny.
Anne goes, you have told
me.
It is in Australia. Now it is in UK? Fuck you. Lie. Scam. I never trust you. Go to hell.
Wow.
All the hallmarks of this story.
All the hallmarks, all the cards.
You can go away and never miss a beat. Then she writes to me, he said to me that he will return the money to me, but never. I never get fucking money back. He said he loved me, but I never believe in it. Out of all the things not to believe.
Yeah, really?
Yeah.
And goes, Mr. Miller. Excuse me. And goes, Mr. Miller, I do not know them. Miller goes, okay, I told you now. I get the whole info. Anne goes, please return the money to
me.
And leave
me.
I want to go on with my life. I have told you. You did hurt
me
a lot. Miller goes, because you have a new man.
Oh, really?
And he goes, I did not. I will make it up to you. Anne goes, I want to return the money to my company. Miller goes, I love you.
Oh, man.
Wow.
Shut up.
Okay. But the bit's going to go sideways if I do.
Mime it.
What? Mime it?
Mime it.
Okay.
For the radio.
Anne goes, so return the money to
me.
It is over. Rita loves you. Miller goes, I'm doing it. Anne goes, many women love you. You can choose one you love. Miller goes, I don't speak with her. Anne goes, but it is never
me.
I do not care about it. It is your choice. I just told you the truth. Miller goes, I will return the money. Now it's time for Damn It All Red.
Oh, again.
Wow.
He said killers will come to me. Lies. Anne goes, this is January 23rd. Anne goes, you will get killed. Miller goes, wait. White line again. Miller goes, killers are coming to your house. Anne goes, I think so, because they hacked my browser. You kill
me.
Anne goes, all of you, no need to contact me, because I must go on my life. Why not? Come here to kill
me.
I am not waiting, because you are real scammers. Damn It All Red.
Wow, three Damn It All Reds.
Wow.
See through lies. He never shoots himself. I like that. That's always the sticking point.
I never. Damn it. Why don't you shoot yourself for me? If you love me, you'd shoot yourself. Psycho bitch.
Anne goes, fuck off my life. Go to hell.
Okay.
Miller goes, I've suffered too much for you. Anne goes, that's your problem. Miller goes, bye.
Oh, my God.
I will delete you now. Anne goes, I do not send any message to me. Do it now. Fuck you.
Oh.
Never contact me.
Me.
Miller goes, how much? You made the poor girl go to Scotland. Yeah, but Martin the Hoople was there.
They're not going to be in Scotland.
That might be. Who the fuck cares?
They're going to see Nessie.
What?
They're going to see the Loch Ness Monster.
Oh, I get it. Miller goes, you were wicked. Anne goes, wicked what? Do not send me any messages. Fuck you. This is nothing to do with
me.
Miller goes, because I love you.
Ay, 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 ay.
It's anti-Valentine's Day, Joseph. Mm-hmm. A little passion. And Miller goes, and you promised love to me.
Aww.
Aww.
Anne goes, I do not love you.
Wow.
Never. Miller goes, you do. Anne goes, never. Go to hell. Miller goes, I will shot myself now. Wait, you will see.
I shot myself.
I think that's a good place to end it.
Yeah, I shot himself. Yeah.
I will shot myself now.
In my pants.
I will shot my load. I mean,
yeah, that's
I shot myself.
Wow. Now, I have never been prouder of picking one particular category. Because, boy, did she do the fuck you some
she went bullshit. Service.
She went apeshit on that category. So we had one.
Nailed it.
We had one Mr. Davin. We all went right past that. She had three Damn It All Reds.
Wow.
Joe was the closest with two. And then she had 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 fuck you.
Well, actually, I believe at least one of those is Miller's.
Yeah, well, yeah.
So she doesn't get all the fuck yous.
Yeah, I know.
Look
but
at that. A bonus fuck you from Miller.
Somebody said a bonus fuck you. So we had lots of fuck
you. It's like when Pip tells you fuck you. You expect it from me, but it hurts a little more coming from Pip.
Yes. So we know you're a venomous prick.
Exactly. But when Pip says it, you're blindsided. Yeah. I thought you liked me with your rotten potato. But no, you don't.
I just love that it was oozing. It's like, here's my love for you.
I just love that at least it was on topic.
Thank you. I tried my best.
So how many fuck yous?
All right. So we had 10 fuck yous.
Oh, wow.
A combo package. We had 3 damn it all red and 1 Mr. Davin. Nobody won any of the categories, but our girl outdid herself tonight. Mm. And there was a lot of fuck offs as well. If there had been like a combo pack of fuck you and fuck off, wow. Wow.
Well, that was a good. I think what we really got out of that one was this is the most they really talked about loving each other.
Yeah, really.
Which is appropriate for the show.
And for this particular show, yes. Yeah.
Because tonight's show is romance, or the lack of.
And she really must have said something. They must have shared something for him to keep coming back with.
Yeah, she never sent me that.
Yeah, I'm thinking that that was by design.
Yeah.
So she knew enough. She sent you all of this embarrassing, incriminatingly stupid
stuff.
Well,
she doesn't see it that way.
No, I know. But the thing is that she sent all that stuff to you, but then the stuff about when where she's being lovey-dovey back with him, and you know that there had to be some, that's mysteriously missing.
I wonder if they had some of that cyber sexuality.
You know what? I wonder if the white stuff was in the middle.
What's your name? Oreo
porno?
Yeah, that was Belinda? The porno from Belinda.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So something about the white stuff. White in the center or something.
This weekend's clips are that we just put up are fucking ridiculous. I'm interrogating Belinda over blowjobs and orgasms. I'm giving her the what for because I feel she lied to me about this.
So, well, that's just like a normal day here.
Right, but yeah. I mean, that's poor. Joe actually felt that I was giving her a little too much.
Really?
It's like, what scammer would put up with this horse shit?
He was
coming down too
like,
hard.
Why is just going? I go, they gotta be a scammer. Put up with this shit.
They'd be long gone.
Fake Davin is a catch. Real Davin, easy to stand up. Fake Davin, hard to get rid of.
Funny.
Well, but fake Davin had that allure she could not keep away.
Yeah, I'm definitely better when I'm not real. I think that's what we've learned. The personalities I create are much more endearing and charming.
Mm. Yeah, I'm the kind of the woman that you bring along on dates with your wife, like a babysitter kind of.
Or like
thing.
A museum.
Yeah, actually, what are you doing on Thursday?
Right.
Yeah. No, I'm serious.
Where were you going?
Really, hockey game.
You don't want to leave your child alone with me. Trust. Yeah,
leave her alone with me. She seems to survive that.
Oh, that's a point.
Can't leave her alone with Joe. Joe's interested in where girls do their business in this fucking house.
The furry ones. Come on. You know what?
Furry ones.
Listen, we say a lot of harsh things about Joe, but don't put him in the little pedo van, please.
I didn't. Tom did to start the show. See, I put a little bow on it.
That was
I put a little bow on the show there.
I know. It's like, well, glad you drove up here, Joe. You're a filthy animal. Yeah, you're a creep. That was like the welcome way.
Yeah. It's never positive when he shows up.
No.
Well, no.
It's kind of a thing, kind of a bit. We're talking about something horrible. Joe walks in, I tie it into him.
It actually is pretty amazing your timing because we will be talking about, he will say something like, oh, that creep. And then all of a sudden we hear your footsteps on the stairs. And I'm like, oh, poor Joe. Jesus Christ.
Two and a half hours of rush hour traffic.
Your entrances are always like.
Speaking of creeps, really. Speaking of assholes,
yeah, but you are creeping our asshole.
Your timing's impeccable, dear. It's always when you say something bad.
You get here funny. If you happen to you used to make it here at the beginning of the show. You get that. You don't get that intro.
Funny.
Yeah, I don't get beaten up as much at the very beginning of the
I'm
show.
I'm quite lovely to you.
I wouldn't go that far.
I do. I am delightful to you at the top of the show.
Mm.
I've helped you work out therapy issues at the top of the show.
No, I mean, because there's usually sobbing and the gnashing of teeth. You have to just talk me off the ledge so we can start.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I do that.
Yeah.
And I make the show functional.
Okay. So
yeah, Joe's in a better place. So I don't have to be nice to him anymore.
Right.
Joe is in a better place now.
He's in a better place.
I helped him. I said, cut off the elephantitis ball.
Oh, yeah. But the chat room was all on board.
Yeah, we all fucking agree.
Yeah, she'd have cement shoes if it was up to them. They're like psychopathic killers.
They're
in
not
there.
Fans. Not what? Fans of Joe's ex.
They're fans of Joe, but not the ex, no.
Yeah, well, they don't know Joe. No, everybody doesn't. Everybody on this show is not a fan of your ex. But, you know,
yeah, no.
We're going to do that tell-all.
A lot of people I know are not a fan of my ex.
Ooh, yeah, I'm sure.
Well, I mean, I will say this about her. She was always quick to defend you.
Oh, yeah.
Like, she would, like, when you and I were having our fucking thing, she was like defending him. Like, why the fuck am I taking shit from her? He don't even like her. But she would. I bet she would still defend you.
To you, outwardly,
to the public.
I think what happens is, and it used to happen when we were together, is that her sisters, you know, when Rosemary, God rest her soul, used to put thoughts into her head. Now her other sister's putting thoughts into her head because, you know, she's like
bad ones or good ones.
Well, bad ones because, like, when I showed a picture of the house, you know, the renovation, she goes, my sister and I don't want to see pictures of your old house.
Who's showing them to your fucking sister?
Yeah, and I'm like, all right,
you know what I would have sent? Dick pic.
Oh, God, yeah. But make sure it's, like, obviously not yours.
No.
No, no. I would send the dick pic in front of the old house. It's not even about the house. It's about my dick. What are you bitching about?
Yeah, right. It's like, look at how great it looks against their new siding.
Look at it. Now I'm waxing the area. Look how it's standing.
I was going to send a picture of the new house.
With your
and
dick.
The new dick?
Yeah. By the little fucking lighthouse.
Yeah.
Like the little man in the lighthouse. He's standing guard. Look how much he's standing. Sure, he's a little crooked, but there's no hedges around him now. He's a new dick ready for action, and this is his new home.
I love my lighthouse.
So does your little man.
Yes.
And wait a minute. We're still talking about the gardening things, right? Oh, yes. I thought it was a euphemism. I got scared. Sorry. What?
Gotta go to Dunkin' Donuts.
Yep.
Yes.
All right. Let's thank some folks and get the fuck out of here. Tower of Energy is an energy solutions consulting company that specializes in residential and commercial lighting solutions, run by a 15-year lighting professional who can guide you through the world of architectural-grade, environmentally friendly lighting for your home or commercial property. Tower of Energy is on the cutting edge of today's lighting technology. You can find them on Facebook by searching Tao, T-A-O, of Energy, LLC.
If you're in the mood for great Italian food, then you need to go to Francesca's in Woodland Park, New Jersey. Chef-owner Frank Giancarelli cooks authentic Italian cuisine made with the freshest ingredients and panache that will make Francesca's your place to go with friends and family. The restaurant has a Mediterranean decor done in a non-pretentious way. It feels cozy and intimate, yet it's still elegant. Francesco's even has a private party room where you can host family get-togethers and corporate functions. Francesco's features off-site catering as well. Stop by Francesco's for lunch or dinner at 568 McBride Avenue in Woodland Park, New Jersey, or give them a call at 973-925-1100. You can even go to their website at francescos-restaurant.com.
Portobello is Bergen County, New Jersey's most exclusive fine dining Italian restaurant. The Tuscan Villa setting will make you feel like you've been transported to the old country. And every dish is prepared with care and attention to detail. And the Portobello chefs are happy to cater to any dietary need, thus ensuring every visit is not just a meal, but an experience. Portobello is open for lunch, dinner, and Monday through Saturday. And on Sunday, Portobello features a sumptuous brunch in addition to their dinner menu, which is available all day. Friday and Saturday nights, Portobello features live entertainment starting at 9 p.m. Portobello Banquets, that's your destination for that special event such as a Sweet 16, wedding, office party, or anything that has to impress. And their professional staff will ensure that your event will not be just an occasion, but a memory. Portobello Banquets also hosts the popular comedy nights throughout the year, which are produced by Sidesplitting Productions owner Davin of Davin's Den. We have a great show coming up, Coleman Green, on March 23rd, so check that on out. Experience all that Portobello has to offer, 175 Ramapo Valley Road in Oakland, New Jersey. Learn more, call them, 201-337-8990. That's 201-337-8990. Visit their website, portobellonj.com. You deserve the best, and you deserve Portobello.
Sometimes you feel like a slice. Sometimes you need much more. A quick bite or a feast befitting San Gennaro. Giancarelli's Pizza and Restaurant is the place to go when you want to manja. Giancarelli in Hamburg, New Jersey, features a wide variety of pizzas, including gluten-free pizza, as well as fresh seafood, succulent meats, delicious desserts, and much more. Giancarelli's is just like that great pizza parlor you grew up with. Eat in, take out, have it delivered, have them cater your party or special event. See their complete menu on their website, www.GiancarelliSPizzaNJ.com. That's www.GiancarelliSPizzaNJ.com. Or call them at 973-823-9400. When you eat with Giancarelli's Pizza and Restaurant at 10 Vernon Avenue in Hamburg, New Jersey, you get wonderful food prepared by a great staff. old world taste at a reasonable price. Nona can't always cook for you, so on those nights when she can't, make her proud and eat at Gencarelli's.
Well done.
Thanks.
Yay.
Side-splitting productions. All your entertainment needs. Restaurant, private event, Moose Lodge, any type of club. Elks. Sidesplittingproductions.com. Sidesplittingproductions.com. 551-404-3094. 551-404-3094. Pip?
Hey, you have to listen to HudsonRiverRadio.com, where Mr. Helix has the Drive Time afternoon show, 3 to 6 p.m. every Monday through Friday. Great classic music, great jokes. It's a really nice way to spend the afternoon. HudsonRiverRadio.com.
On Saturday, I am going to be in Southington, Connecticut at the American Legion Hall with Rich Carucci and Jackie Byrne. Southington, Connecticut. For tickets, go to ticketleap.com. Check that on out. Also, Sunday, I'll be with the band. I will be with Sexy Susan. We're playing the benefit of Mr. Beery's over in Bethpage, New York.
Mr. Beery.
That's right. So check that on out. We're going to be going on at 5 o'clock. Also, my new buddy Dave Saul and his band, the Electric Dudes, are going on right before us. So if you want to do something good and help out fighting cystic fibrosis, you're on Long Island. Mr. Beery's on Sunday.
The fuck are you doing?
Oh, I don't know. I was stretching and then it turned into a dance. Don't worry.
Carucci gig?
Yeah, actually, no. It's going to be Rob Beppel was booking it, and I'm with Carucci.
Oh, look at that. Yeah. In Connecticut.
Yes.
Very good. All right. Valentine's Day, February 14th. I'll be in Poughkeepsie, New York, Ed Carmine's Comedy Club. For tickets, call 845-464-1572. Friday, February 16th, I'll be in Northumberland, Pennsylvania, at the Front Street Station. For tickets, call 570-473-3626. Friday, February 16th, Sidesplitting Productions presents live comedy in Oak Ridge, New Jersey, at Casa Bianca, starring Chris Monty, Tim Hayes, Al Smith, and Rich Carucci. For tickets, call 973-697-9704. Saturday, February 17th, I'll be in Wallkill, New York, at Elsie's Place with Exxon Lofgren. For tickets, call 845-895-8975. Holy shit, I got a lot of stuff the next couple of weeks. Busy.
Good,
and then
good.
Not so much. But that's the way shit goes.
Busy's good, though.
And March 6th, we got Ron Jeremy, Name That Orgasm.
Yes, we do.
Got a show next week, taking off on the 27th. Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll see if we have Kevin Israel in one of these weeks.
Okay. Mm.
That'll be good, because I was telling Pip before the show, Kevin and I have a crossover episode of something.
Oh, really?
Uh-huh. Mm. Quiet Minds went in out. But, yeah, that was fun.
That was really fun.
Yes.
A list victory. The streak continues. I am like the Cal Ripken of this shit. Thought I was going to lose, but I won.
Yeah, you know what? You never can tell with this thing.
Yeah, a little flawed. There was a protest, and you disqualified yourself. Not my proudest victory.
No.
But
not without controversy.
No, it certainly was.
A little controversy in this
you
one.
You know what it was? I won the electoral vote. I didn't win the popular vote.
Funny.
That is for sure.
All right. Well, thank you guys for hanging out. If you like us, tell a friend. You hate us.
Tell no one.
Either way, please keep on.